a Tuesday night in Brussels, and a crowd of well-dressed concertgoers await a recital of Dvořák and Martinů. The concert, staged in the city's splendid Théâtre de Vaudeville, is a joint English and Czech venture. One of the people behind the event is Lucia Čadilová from the Brussels Prague House.
This is an evening organized together by the Greater Manchester Brussels office and Prague House, and we were very happy and in fact thrilled by the idea because we could bring one of our best string quartets, which is Škampa Quartet. And so I very much hope that the people will enjoy it. It's going to be a mixture of Bohuslav Martinů, Antonín Dvořák, and I hope they will like it.
The Pražský dům, or Prague House in Brussels, organises such events throughout the year to raise awareness of the Czech capital and its cultural offerings. Many of the screenings, exhibitions and concerts are held in the Prague House itself, which we'll visit in a minute. But for this large-scale concert on Tuesday evening, a bigger space was needed. Radim Sedmidubsky from the Škampa Quartet is thrilled with the venue.
They are playing in this wonderful theatre, which I would imagine is used for cabaret usually, but it's a wonderful setting for a classical music concert.
And why are you here in Brussels to play Czech music?
We were kindly invited because it's a special event when Manchester and Prague come together. It's the Manchester Week here in Brussels, which falls, as a coincidence, in the period of the Czech presidency of the European Union. So we are very glad to be here for a very short time, unfortunately, only for 3 days.
How does the Brussels audience compare to a Prague audience, say?
Oh, they are very civilized, yeah, very kind, and educated.
The Prague House doesn't just promote Czech culture in Brussels, it also lobbies at various European institutions on behalf of Prague. Right now, its head Lucia Čadilová has a packed schedule.
We are more busy than in other times, but of course during the half year of our presidency we wanted to bring the best we could, and we have less activities, but this half year we are really enjoying because we could bring much more than in other times.
But now across town to the Prague House itself, in all its bricks and mortar. Pavel Dobeš gave me a tour.
Right now we are standing in the gallery of the Prague House, where we are actually showing the people in Brussels and European Commission and European Parliament a pieces of culture from Czech Republic, precisely from Prague.
Okay, and so what's the current exhibition that you've got on?
The current exhibition is actually covering Franz Kafka and his era in Prague.
It looks like this once was a very beautiful kind of merchant's house or something like that. Can you tell me the history of the building?
So basically, Prague House was bought by Prague in 2002 from the family which was called Van Stratum, and they were a dentist, a royal dentist in Belgium. And we are actually standing in a building which is actually also called in French Maison de Maître, which is the old merchant building that it's actually quite common in Brussels from the era of the end of 19th century.
Hello, Brussels, hello, Brussels. Tady Praha připravuje, slyšíte mě?
The first floor of this Art Nouveau house has, for the length of the Czech Republic's EU presidency, been rammed full of technological equipment and converted into a Czech radio studio. Radio Journal's Pavel Novák showed me around.
Now we are in the studio of Czech Radio in Prague House. We can record here interviews or some sessions with members of parliament, for example. We invited here some VIPs like the ambassador of Czech Republic in Belgium, ambassador or permanent representative in European Union, and also some people from NATO. We have here also very nice view from the windows. Just sometimes when the children from kindergarten are outside, so it's possible to notice that there is some noise, but the windows are good. So the studio is soundproven against some sounds which could get here from outside.
¶¶ perhaps the most striking room in the Prague House is the salon downstairs, which during my visit was where employees of the Pražský dům were learning French. At other times, however, the drawing room is used for social gatherings, which can even spill over into outside. Here's Pavel Dobeš again.
When we have nice weather, usually during the summer or spring or summer, we are organizing also open air concert at this nice garden. It's a possible. It's a little bit bigger place where we can actually have more people than we can actually fit inside of the building. Secondly, we can also see a tree which was actually planted by Cardinal Granville in 1515. It's actually this tree over here, and it will be more than 500 years old so far. So it's a nice piece of nature itself around the Square Ambiorix, and it's actually one of the 12 trees that were planted by this cardinal, and it's actually the last tree that's actually left around Ambiorix right nowadays.
The Prague House also has some rooms in which it can accommodate passing Czechs. It can be found on Avenue Palmerston, 16, Brussels.